The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I want to wish you a happy Memorial Day weekend. Hope you're able to get together with friends and family and spend some quality time together. Cook out on the grill if it doesn't rain where you live. And where I live here in Maine, they're calling for a 40% chance of rain. Well, yesterday, today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. So we'll try and get the grill fired up between the raindrops and enjoy one of the first cookouts of the season, of the many, many cookouts during the season. If we can help you, the number to call is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Now, don't be shy. If you have a problem, call us. Now, one thing that I noticed, I have a hydrangea, and it is one of the very first hydrangeas to grow. Grows into a ball, and went out to inspect my hydrangeas and cut off the dead flowers. And the leaves that are coming up are like stuck together. And if you pull the leaves apart, there's a little worm on the inside. And that bug is called a bag worm, because it will knit the leaves together to create a bag or a tent, and it lives in there. Now, if you have this on your hydrangea, you're going to need to pull each of the bags apart. Take your time, open them up, and you'll find the little green worm. Give them a good squeeze. But open it up. Otherwise, the terminal bud will be trapped inside the bag. It won't grow, and you'll lose your blossoms. Okay? So, check your hydrangea. If you see these little bags, about an inch to 2 inches, pull them apart. Kill the caterpillar. And then, if you just want to make it on the safe side, if you have Captain Jack, which is a organic insecticide, spray your hydrangea with it, and if there's any more caterpillars that develop, they will be killed. Oh, I almost forgot. If any of you have lilies, they're probably coming out of the ground 2 to 3 inches by now or more. And that little Asiatic lily beetle is out. And it's a rectangular insect, about a quarter of an inch, black head, black antenna, and a red body. And he's eating holes in the foliage of your lilies. And you got to kill this guy now. The reason is, he is mating, and he is laying eggs on the underside of the foliage of your lilies. And if you can just look underneath the leaves, if you find the row of yellow eggs, pull the whole leaf off, put it in the ground, and drive your heel into it and crush it. Now, what I want you to do, the only insecticide that will take care of it is called tree and shrub. It's a systemic. You're going to use 1 ounce to a gallon of water. And for every 5 to 7 lilies, water the foliage and give them about a quart of the mixture. The lily will absorb it. The bug will take a bite out of it, and it will die, and your lilies will be saved. Now, if you don't treat your lily plants with the tree and shrub, the next generation that's coming will continue to eat the foliage. When the foliage is gone, it will eat a hole in the stem of your lily and eat his way down to the bulb. When it gets to the bulb, it will eat the bulb, and next year you will have no lilies. Okay? So it's tree and shrub. It's made by Bayer, and it's made by Bonide, and you need to do it right now, whether it's raining or not. But remember, a quart for every 5 to 7 lilies, and that's the Orientals and the Asiatics, not the day lilies, your single stem that comes out of the ground. Treat it now, and you'll eliminate the Asiatic lily beetle. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next? Tom, are you there?
Yep, sorry. Next up, we've got Pat from Mass with a question about her lawn.
Hey, Pat, good morning.
Hi,
and
good morning,
welcome.
Paul.
Thank you. How can we help you out with your lawn today? What's
okay.
happening?
Well, I have a lawn that isn't that new, but it, you know, we keep it up every year. I gave it an organic fertilizer this year and grass seed because I had quite a few spots that were bare, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
The fertilizer was organic and the grass seed was, it said premium grass seed, and we put it all over the lawn, and the spots that were bald have turned like hay.
They've turned, the grass has all turned white.
Excuse me?
Okay. Are they kind of a tan color, the grass?
Yes. Slightly darker.
Okay. Now, did you rake the ground before you put down the grass seed, or did you just throw it over the existing lawn?
Just threw it on the existing lawn.
Okay. What you're going to need to do is the grass seed has to be in contact with the soil. So if you throw grass seed and it's sitting on the dead grass, it will not germinate. So you're going to take a steel rake, scratch up the ground where you've put the grass seed so that you can get the seed to touch the soil, and then it will grow. But I'll tell you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was in Providence. I was on Cape Cod. I was in Western Mass. I was in Fall River. And
I'm 13 miles from Fall River.
Okay. And everybody that's planted grass seed that I went to the house, it is not up. And the reason is grass seed will not germinate until the soil reaches between 50 and 60 degrees on a regular basis. Now, the weather has been cold, and because it's been cold and wet, the grass seed is not germinating. It's nothing that you've done wrong. It's just that we need some warm weather, some sunny days, and the grass seed will come up. But because we're 2 weeks, in some places more, the grass seed just isn't germinating. So get a steel rake. Scratch up the ground where you threw the grass seed to try and get the seed in contact with the soil, and we get some good weather, the grass will come back up. And like bluegrass, for example, has to be 60, and it will take up to 3 weeks at 60 degrees to germinate. So right now, when you get outside, look up in the sky and say, hey, Mother Nature, how about cooperating a little bit and help us grow our yard? Thank you. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green MagiCal Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green MagiCal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal, the new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Parent Gun Club. It is Sunday morning. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, I want to give you a quick tips before we go to the phone line. If you're growing rhubarb, you may begin to notice a white stalk with a white blossom on it. Cut it off and get it off your plant. It's going to steal energy to make seed that you don't need. So get rid of those flowers. Your rhubarb will get thicker and you'll have more stems. Blueberries. They need to be fertilized with either Hollytone or the Dr. Earth Evergreen Fertilizer. They're like a couple of inches of bark mulch, straw, compost, something around them, and that helps them during the heat of summer so that they don't dry out as quickly, and you'll have a bigger, juicier berry. So do that now. Your strawberries are in bloom. They need to be fed. So get Vegetable Tone, an organic fertilizer, because this is a long-term plant, or the Dr. Earth Vegetable Garden Fertilizer. Asparagus, feed them right now. They're really starting to get productive. And remember, first year, you pick nothing. The second year, you pick nothing. The third year, for every five that you pick, you'll leave two to three, and you're going to pick for about 3 weeks. On the fourth year, for every five, you'll leave two to three, and you can pick for up to 6 weeks. And then after that, follow that same process. Okay? But get some food on all these plants, mulch if at all possible, and you'll be in great shape. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marianne from New York with a question about orchids.
Marianne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Memorial Day weekend to you.
Oh, and same to you, Paul. I had called you before about the Selenopsis, and there was one question I have yet not quite understood. My Selenopsis was fertilized, and I give it 3 ice cubes every week, according to instructions. Now, the leaves, the flowers actually, have fallen off one plant, and I cut the stem down to the leaf base. Do I continue to water?
Oh, yeah. You've got,
I do.
Because what's going to happen, orchids have been treated to bloom for a specific date. So they could be treated, they could be forced to bloom for Christmas, for Easter, for Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, any time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So when, as your flower stem finishes, cut it off to the base of the foliage, put it in a brightly lit window, morning sun, or late in the day sun. I have a couple of orchids, and what I do is I put them in my shade garden for the summer outside.
Oh.
In the fall, I bring them in, I put them on my windowsill, and they'll start to bloom around Christmas to Valentine's Day. And the orchid plant is a great plant. I mean, it will bloom for about a 3-month period. That Phalaenopsis you cannot beat. Okay.
But now, if it's outside, do I water it every week outside?
Just, walk up to it, feel the soil. But normally, like mine outside, I check them every couple of weeks. If they need watering, I give them a good drink. But I don't water them any more often than that.
Oh, okay.
Now, I do feed them. I use a pellet fertilizer called Dynamite.
Yes, I bought that.
See, if you use Dynamite, you only need to feed it once a year because it's a slow release and it will last twice as long as Osmocote.
From simple to gourmet, nothing's fresher or tastier in recipes than homegrown, vine-ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing. Find how-tos, plans, and more at BonniePlants.com. Your recipes might not change, but your results sure will. Fresh, healthy Bonnie veggies and herbs. Get growing.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday. It is Memorial Day weekend. And those of you that receive my email newsletter, you probably noticed that there was a little video that tells the story about the national anthem. So for those of you that do not receive the email newsletter, which you can get at paulparent.com, it's no charge, we put for Memorial Day a man named Rudley Rutherford. He's from California, and he is going to tell you the story about Francis Scott Key, the bombing of Baltimore, and the national anthem.
There was a lawyer once by the name of Francis Scott Key. He wrote a song that I'm sure you are very well aware of. It's called the National Anthem. As Americans, it is our song. However, we go to a ball game and we hear the words of that song. Oftentimes, we don't even realize what's being sung. Most of us have memorized those words from time to time, but we've really never thought about what those words mean. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer living in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners, and the British had prisoners. and the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards off the shore. They said, "We want to send a man out to you by the name of Francis Scott Key. He's going to come out and negotiate and see if we can make a mutual exchange." And so on the appointed day, he rowed out in a little boat and went to this ship, and he negotiated with the British officials. And they actually reached a conclusion that these men would be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key was jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful. He went down beneath the bottom of those boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, full of prisoners, full of men. He said, "Men, I've got some good news for you. Tonight, you're going to be free." He said, "Earlier today, I negotiated successfully your return to the colonies. You're going to be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of these chains." And then he went back up on board to arrange for the safe passage to the shore for these prisoners. And the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." The admiral said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it will be merely academic after tonight. It's not going to matter." And Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean it's not going to matter?" And the admiral said, "Well, Mr. Key, tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry? He said, we're going to remove it from the face of this earth." Francis Scott Key said, "Well, how are you going to do that?" And the admiral said, "Well, if you'll scan the horizon of the sea, and you could look, you could see hundreds of little dots." He said, "That's the entire British war fleet. All of the gunpowder and all of the armor is being called upon to demolish that fort. They will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. Francis Scott Key said, "Well, the war's going to be over. These men are going to be free anyway. You can't shell that fort. That's a large fort," he said. It's predominantly not a military fort. It's full of women and children." And the admiral said, "Don't worry about it," he said. "We've left them a way out." And Francis Scott Key said, "Well, what's that?" And the admiral said, "You see that flag way up there on the rampart?" He said, "We have told them that if they will lower that flag, that the shelling will stop immediately. And we will know by the lowering of that flag that they surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule." Francis Scott Key went down beneath and told the men what was about to happen. And the men asked, "How many ships are there?" And he said, "There are hundreds of ships." And as the ships got closer, Francis Scott Key, he went back up on deck and he said to the men beneath, he said, I'll shout down to you and I'll tell you what's going on as I watch." As twilight began to fall and as the haze hung over the ocean, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. Bam, 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 bam. He says the sound was deafening. There were so many guns, there was no relief. He said it was absolutely impossible to talk or to hear. He said suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit. And he says from down below, all he could hear from the men, the prisoners, were saying, "Tell us where the flag is. Where's the flag? What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still there? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us." 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling, every time the bombs would explode, it would be close to that flag. They could still see the flag and the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report to the men down below. He would say, "It's still up. The flag's still there. It's not down yet." And eventually the admiral came and he said, "Your people are insane. What's the matter with them? Don't they understand that this is an impossible situation for them?" Key said that he remembered the words of George Washington. When George Washington had said that the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is that he will die on his feet fighting before he'll live on his knees. The Admiral said, "We have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart, to take that flag down." He said, "There's something that we don't understand, however." He said, "Our reconnaissance tells us that flag has already been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that. Now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear down on that point." Francis Scott Key said that the barrage was unmerciful. All that he could hear was the men down below praying the prayer, "God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it." Sunrise came, he said. There was a heavy mist hanging over the land. And there stood that flag, shredded, but you could still see the red, white, and blue colors. The flagpole itself was kind of at a crazy angle, but the flag was still flying at the top. And Francis Scott Key, he rowed ashore, and immediately he went inside Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he had found was that flagpole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits over and over again. And whenever it had been hit, it had fallen. But men and fathers who knew what it meant for that flag to be lying on the ground, although knowing that all of the British guns were trained upon it, would walk over and pick that flagpole up, and they literally held it up humanly until they died. Their bodies would be removed and others would come and take their place and hold that flag in place. Francis Scott Key said that what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle were the patriots' bodies. And the song goes like this: "Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we held at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. For the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave?" It is my prayer that whenever we see the flag, that we'll always remember that story and we'll always remember the price that was paid.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that. It's one of my favorite stories, and a true story about the national anthem. And those of you that get the email newsletter, it's in it. Those of you that don't, sign up for the newsletter. And this past newsletter that came out on Thursday will be put in the archive either today or tomorrow if you want to review it and listen to it again. But again, I hope you enjoyed it. And when you do hear the national anthem, it will have a lot more meaning to you. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. We want you to get out in the yard today. Go to the cemetery, plant some flowers. If it's military, bring a flag. Put the flag in the planting with the geraniums or the various flowers that you have. Get the vegetable garden planted. Tomatoes, peppers,
cucumbers, squashes, everything can go in now. The traditional date for the Northeast is Memorial Day weekend. Further south, they've probably planted a week or more sooner. But we've waited. The weather is still cool. Get it in the garden. And if you're going to be planting carrots or beets or even green beans and lettuce, and you see that the weather continues to be wet and cold, hold off. I've talked to a lot of people. I've been to a lot of homes in the last couple of weeks doing a consultation and helping them with their gardens. And many of the people that planted carrots and beets and lettuce showed me their garden, and the germination is very, very poor. The ground is cold, and you need some heat. So get the big plants in, get the started plants, but if you're going to be planting seeds, hold off a little bit. It's still a little bit too cool, and if it stays wet and cold, they're going to rot in the ground, and then you'll have nothing. So plant your potatoes, your onion sets, and all of your established plants. But on your seeds, hold off. It's a little bit too cold. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Alinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Alinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. The website, paulparent.com. Go to it. Sign up for our email newsletter, and you won't believe all the free information. And look at the archive, just to give you an idea of the type of information that I'll be sending you every single Thursday. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chip from New Hampshire with a question about a cherry tree.
Chip, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, same to you. Now, I have a cherry tree, a sweet cherry tree, and it's about 3 or 4 years old. And it started out very well. It was flowering, and all the vegetation on there was starting to grow. Except suddenly, about 95% of the tree started to become stunted, and the leaves were about the size of my, less than my thumb, whereas about one branch just coming off there is normal. Like, the leaf should be probably about the size of the palm of my hand. But I noticed that there was about 3 or 4 areas on the bark, maybe about where the tree is about anywhere from 3 to 4 feet high, about 3 or 4 places where sap was coming out. And so what I'd done was I removed the sap, and then I put some minor killer solution on there. In addition to that, I put some Miracle-Gro on there, about maybe 5 or 6 gallons. So I don't know what's causing that tree to suddenly die off.
Okay, if you're getting holes in the trunk of the tree and sap is coming out, then you have a borer.
Right.
Now, this is what I would do. I would purchase a product called Tree and Shrub. Tree and Shrub is a systemic insecticide. You measure the circumference of the trunk of the tree, and you're using 1 ounce per inch circumference. You're going to put it in a bucket of water, mix it, and pour it around the base of your tree. The tree will absorb it. It will go up the stem into the branches and will kill the borer in that tree. Because if you don't do it, the borer will kill the tree. Now, for this product will last for 1 year. If any fruit forms on the tree, cut it off and throw it away. Because the fruit will have the systemic insecticide, and you don't want to hurt the birds or any animals that are going to eat the fruit. Next year, at this time, the borer should be dead. The tree and shrub will have broken down and be nullified. And then you feed your tree, which you're going to do now. And then again in the spring of next year, and the plant should recover. Okay? Now, when you feed it, use a organic plant food. Miracle-Gro is a good product. The problem is it only lasts 2 weeks in the soil. And if you get an inch of rain, it's gone. Because it washes out. It's water soluble. So get an organic. And I would get either Espoma tree and shrub, or Dr. Earth tree and shrub fertilizer. And follow the recommendations. Feed it. It's a slow-release organic. And then in late August, do it again. Just to give it a little push. And you're going to see a big difference in the quality of that tree. But if you've got pitch, you measure the circumference of the trunk of the tree.
Oh, okay. That don't include the foliage of the tree.
Right. So you measure the circumference, 1 ounce per inch circumference. Pour it around the tree, remove any fruit, fertilize it, and you should be in good shape.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.